percentage points to the highest level since 2008. And that's the news. I'm Sui.
How can you experience real life in China without making that trip to the fabulous Middle Kingdom? How do you get to meet people living in China without actually coming face to face with them? Welcome to Chinese Theatre, a program that seeks to immerse you deeply in the sights, sounds and tastes of China, just as if you're touring the country in real life and getting involved in the daily lives of people living here. Join us for Chinese Theatre and be blown away by the joys and sorrow, dreams and passion, love and devotion, aspiration and struggles of the people you'll meet. Chinese Theatre, a journey of a lifetime and an inspiration for the soul.
Hello and welcome to Chinese Theatre. In today's edition, we'll continue with the drama series titled My Economical Man. The drama series follows three young women as they search for love, ultimately hoping to find their Mr. Right. Now stay tuned.
This is eye-opening. Can this really work? Is it reliable?
This is nothing. The matchmaking service is organized by community service. Young people nowadays are always busy working and pressed for time. They just don't have time to find the right partner. But a lot of their parents are already retired, or they're soon to be retired. And they're anxious for their children who are still single. So this is a chance for them to help their kids who are still single and struggling to find a partner or don't have time because they're busy. Hey, look at them. They filled in the forms themselves, so they can't be cheated. And if both families can get along, then conflicts between their families won't be a problem. See what I mean?
Oh, I guess what you said makes sense, but I still don't quite get it. I mean, you said the parents go on blind dates for them, but that sounds kind of awkward.
Come on. This is supposed to be... What's so awkward about it? Not everyone can be so lucky to find a suitable partner. You know, you're lucky. You found a blind cat. Oh, man. Why did I compare myself to that? Anyway, we were lucky to hit it off. Get it?
Actually, the comparison's good. I was like a dead rat who a beautiful cat happened by.
Oh, come on, just you talker.
Miss, this is my son. He just finished his studies abroad. He works in investment. Consider him, okay?
Sorry, I'm already with him. This is my boyfriend.
Yeah. Him? Well, maybe just make a comparison.
Hey, no, sir. You can't do that. Do you really want to break up a happy relationship and have my girlfriend break up with me?
Why not? Just think about it, though. If you break up, let me know, okay?
Are you serious, man? What about my son?
Come on, let's go. Thank you. Run away, but go.
Hey,
run, go.
Go away. Go away. Go, you.
You're so loud when you're at home, but here, why are you being so quiet?
You go up front, and I'll back you up here, all right? Go, 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 go.
What? Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Go there, okay? Stand here. Stand up tall. You're taller. Hold this up high so people can see. Hold it up. Hold it there. Good, good. Stay there.
I can see
it. There. There you go.
I can't do this.
Hey, what? Just stay there, all right? There, there, there. Good, good, good. There, there.
Sorry, everyone.
They're really desperate, huh? They were chasing us.
Well, of course. All parents are anxious for their kids to get married.
That doesn't mean they can steal my wife.
Who's your wife, huh?
Meow.
I'll leave you up. What's that? Xiao Jun?
Where?
Over there on the big gold poster. It's... That's her dad and her mom. Hold this. Xiao Jun, put down whatever you're doing and come out to the People's Park right away. Oh, well, your parents are holding up a big poster of you.
trying to set you up on a blind date. Well, hurry up.
Just look at my son. He's outstanding, right, huh? He's a postgraduate,
hey,
huh?
Listen to me. My daughter's not bad either. She's beautiful, right? And look at her qualifications. Just look. She's one in a million.
And my son is an accountant with PwC, one of the big four accounting firms in the entire world.
Yes, madam, but do you have any idea where my daughter works? She works
where?
For the third biggest advertising firm in the entire world.
Listen, your daughter doesn't own the company where she works, does she? After my son works for his for another 2 years, he may become a partner.
But he's not one quite yet, is he, madam?
Hey, are you two matchmaking or having a competition?
Hey, knock it off.
Mei-Mei!
Shh! Where are they?
Over there. That big dazzling golden poster held by your dad. It's so bright. Hey, wait! Now listen. Don't tell them it was me who told you, all right? I've been hiding here half the day.
I understand. Good luck.
I agree your daughter's pretty good, but my son's not bad either.
What are you doing, Dad? Get down! What is this?
This is my daughter.
Look. Oh, your daughter is very pretty, much prettier in person.
What?
Oh, I see it. My son will surely like her.
Let's exchange phone numbers.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Exchange phone numbers.
Let's go. You don't need to exchange numbers.
Come
let's
on.
Go.
Come on.
Your numbers,
then.
Some.
Madam, your number.
Sure.
All right?
Dad, you didn't ask me first. I mean, you're an adult holding that big sign. Don't you feel embarrassed?
Of course. Your mom made me. She was hiding behind me.
She
afraid
made
of being
work.
Recognized.
You're so early today.
Oh, hello.
Did you pick her up today, or?
We went to the park to...
Come on, let's go. Goodbye.
What do you say?
Nothing.
Come on, let's go. Hurry
nothing,
up.
Huh?
Oh, Shuyun. What is that you've got, Shuyun? What is it? Hey, hold on. Hey. Ow! Matchmaking at the park. Oh, that's where Xiaojian was.
We were just there to look around. It was our first time to go, to see what it was like.
Really? Hey, tell me then, how did it go? How was it? I want to know. This is so interesting. Hey, wait!
Ridiculous.
Here, some tea. I'll go get some hot water.
Stop. This was your fault. Had you held that poster up higher earlier, we wouldn't have had to spend so much of our time out there. Sure, I managed to find someone I liked, but then that girl went and ruined it all. Good grief.
Mom, stop that. It was not his fault. You shouldn't have been there. I won't go on blind dates.
Then you bring home a son-in-law for me to meet. You say not to worry because you're pretty, right? You're highly educated and your career has a very bright future, too. So what's wrong? Is finding a boyfriend so difficult? Had you started dating someone earlier, I wouldn't have had to go through so much trouble. Hey, do you think I like to bargain with these people at the park? It was embarrassing, but what can I do? I'm forced to do this. I have no other way out. I'm at my wit's end here.
Mom, what are you talking about? Finding someone for me is my own business. If I find someone, I'll bring him home for you to meet, and then I'll get married. You don't need to keep doing all this weird stuff or bringing Dad into it. What is this anyway? Good features with no abnormalities? Aren't you embarrassed to carry that around?
Come on, I didn't want to do it. It was your mom's idea.
I don't want it.
Huh? My idea? You didn't want to? I forced you to go, did I? I've waited on you hand and foot every day, so is that by force? I forced you into school. I forced you to find a job. Of course I force you to. If I didn't force you, you two would just stay here at home every day. If I don't force those in this family to do what they do, what kind of family would we be?
Mom, I know you want what's best, but you can't always force us. Like how you made me study about wines and flower arranging and tea arts. All that stuff isn't me. I can't still tolerate that, but marriage is totally different. You can't just find someone from the park to marry me. Is that responsible? In any case, this is my own life and my own choice. It's not up to you.
Your life and your choice, huh? Do you think you can make the right choice? At this rate, you'll be the same when you're 30 or 40 years old. Let me tell you, you have the freedom to choose now. But in a few years, very soon, all that you'll have left are divorced men with their own children to choose from. So listen to me. I would much rather force you to marry a man that I choose than let you take your own sweet time to choose one yourself. I was born a rich lady who lost her fortune. I can't let my daughter suffer the same fate.
Why do you have to bring that up again?
Nevertheless, Mom, even if I were to choose a poor man, it would be my choice and preference. The son of that woman you met at the park, I won't meet him. Such a headache.
That girl infuriates me.
Oh, calm down.
I'm just trying to help her. Can't you see that?
I know. Those were just angry words. Don't worry. She can take care of herself, okay?
Miss Mo, your medical report is ready. There was no problems detected, but you should get more exercise. However, your gastrointestinal function's poor.
Then I'll take this to read on my own. Thank you.
Miss Mo, I have a question. May I know if you've had an abortion before? I understand it's a personal question, but I would like to remind you, so that you'll understand, your chances of pregnancy are low.
Sorry I'm late. I took the train from the office to get the things you wanted. Then I drove here. There was traffic.
It's fine. If I weren't going to the embassy tomorrow, I wouldn't have... Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I won't hold you up. You go back and rest.
Ling Ling, just keep it. It's much more convenient with a car.
Chi Jung.
And as for your clothes and books and makeup, I put them in boxes in the trunk. I also put the iPod that you gave me for my birthday there. It has all the songs you like.
I'll take this. I don't need the rest of it. You keep the car. You need it. Chijong, you take care.
According to the analysis of the data that exists, it's quite possible Chijong is falling for Xiao Jun.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Why is that great? Xiao Jun's bags cost, what, like 10,000 yuan or something, right? And Chi Zhong doesn't earn too much. How's he going to satisfy all her needs? Besides, what kind of person is she anyway? You've never really told me much about her. Even though I don't understand how women think, I'm not stupid. I've always felt that Fu Xiao Jun is a woman with stories.
Tai Jun, you don't know anything about He Xiao Jun, but I know her very well. And He Xiao Jun and I have one thing in common, and that's when we're with someone that we really like, even if we are eating cheap instant noodles, we're still very happy. Understand? This nice?
May I know what this lipstick costs?
260.
Huh?
260?
I think this color doesn't really suit me.
Oh, no, miss, it goes very well with your skin tone.
Really? Thank you. We'll look around.
Let's go.
Of course.
Do you have any a little cheaper?
Hey. Let's go. Go. Thank you. Let's go.
But you look really pretty in that color. Why don't I buy it for you?
Oh, come on. Let's just go. Don't be silly. Go. I was just trying it on, is all. I marked down the number. I can buy it online later and get a much better price.
We've known each other for a while now already, but I haven't bought you anything, and I feel bad about it.
What do you need to feel bad about? You gave yourself to me, so you're mine.
This is so annoying.
Hey, what are you doing?
Come over here. Help me. Help me glue this. Maybe we can use it again. Here, glue it there. Help me glue this. Here, just like that.
You're still going to try that matchmaking event?
Yeah. Hey, you don't even know. There are some really good catches at that park. And, hey, that woman we met. What was her son? Wasn't he an accountant over at PwC? He'd be a good match. Did you get her number?
Oh, no. But that was because our daughter came and pulled me away.
That's a pity. We should have given her our number.
Oh, that's our daughter. You should just give it up. You saw for yourself. Xiaojun won't accept matchmaking.
Won't accept matchmaking? What will she accept then? Tell her to find a boyfriend her own way and bring him here for me to
meet
then.
Come on. That's enough now. Come back inside. Come on back inside.
Here, I'll hang it up. I'll place it somewhere that she can... Hey, watch where you're standing.
Watch where you're... Hey, just...
Oh, I'm going to put this somewhere where she can
see it. Why do you have to do this, huh?
See? I'll put it over here, where she'll see it whenever she comes in. Then she can see it every day. Right here. Let her see it.
Come on now, don't... Why do you always fight against her?
If I don't fight against her, if I don't fight her, she'll become an old spinster. She may complain now, but when I find her a man, a good man, who's an exceptionally outstanding man, and an exceptional husband, when that day comes, she'll thank me and she'll appreciate everything that I've done.
Are you sure about that?
Yes!
Oh, just take that thing down. What if someone sees it? That thing looks ridiculous
there. For her to... Hey, what are you doing there? Just... No, leave it. Go, go, go. Hey, what are you doing, huh? Hey, let others see it. Then they'll see just how beautiful my daughter really is. And maybe I'll be able to find her a date, too. It's great, right? Oh, go, go, go. Go on. Cook something. Cook something. I'm hungry. Go on now. Make something good. Come back after you finish cooking, all right?
Hello, Maymay.
Xiaojun, I heard that you and your mom had an argument at the park yesterday.
Hey, hey, hey. You know that's a sore spot. Don't push it. Don't mention that again. If you mention it again, I'm going to be angry, all right?
Yeah. I won't mention it then. Are you free tomorrow? Let's go get dinner together.
Yeah, fine, as long as you don't mind me playing Gooseberry. I don't want to stay here at home anyway.
All right. Well, it's settled then. We'll come pick you up tomorrow night.
All right. Just call me. Bye-bye.
Hey, man, stop looking at your watch. We've got time.
I don't want to keep Maymay waiting. We've still got to pick up that brand name girl.
Now I see how it is. Love is more important than your friends. On the surface, you're inviting us to eat. But all you really want is to use my car for your date.
Well, I don't have a car. And it's troublesome. The movie theater and restaurant are just too far away from where they live. If we took a taxi, it would be too expensive.
You make every cent count.
I have no choice. I'm just a small fry. I've got to pitch pennies just to get by. So stop making fun of me for it. And besides, you'd just be at home. Why not join us for a day out? Maymay invited He Xiaojun, especially for you, so that you won't feel left out. Ah, right over there. Slow down a bit. Slow down. Slow down. Hold on.
Chenqi Zhang. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hi, Maymay.
Hi there.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's so cramped.
Hey.
Huh? It's just straight ahead.
I'm not a taxi.
What?
She's here.
Huh? Hey!
She's dressed so normally today. It's nice. Good change.
The shoe she's wearing costs what you make in a month.
How could she spend so much on shoes?
Be quiet. Hi!
So, what happened? You're so late, Xiaojun.
I was just talking to my mom.
Oh. Shall we go?
Huh? All right.
What are you doing? In the front, silly.
I'm in the front?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hurry up. Get in. Get in.
All right, I'm in. So where are we going anyway?
A little restaurant Xiaojun and I like to go to. It's really unique.
Is it far?
Not really.
Is it expensive?
What's with the 20 questions, huh? Anyway, Xiaojun is paying, right, Xiaojun?
I couldn't believe it either. Xiao Xiaoyun, always so arrogant. But she was at that matchmaking event yesterday, holding up a huge gold poster of her daughter.
Really?
Oh, you know, Miss Yun, I wouldn't. I'd expected her to do such a thing.
Exactly. Hey, she's getting really desperate now, isn't she? When she's flustered, she'll do anything.
Xiaoyun, come here.
I want to ask you something.
I've got a dance event to get to. I'm in a hurry.
Come here.
Has that matchmaking event been working out?
Oh, you mean yesterday, right? Well, among the girls, none of them were really comparable to Xiaojun. As you all know, my Xiaojun is really of the highest caliber. But none of the men there, well, it's hard to say.
Are any suitable?
There may be one, but I don't know enough. I'll have to find out. I'll let you know.
Xiaojun, don't you think that is just a little bit too risky? I mean, you don't really know them. You should let your friends help you out. You know our backgrounds. It's much safer.
Well, of course, that would be good. Since you're so resourceful and know so many people, why don't you help Xiaojun find someone? Hey, you know, I have very high expectations for the boy, though. He must have good traits. Xiaojun won't settle for anything less than the very best, right?
Right. No problem. I tell you, my son-in-law has several good friends. In fact, he's in contact with a few. My new son owns only one company, but he has some friends who own several listed companies. I'm sure they're good enough.
Oh, well, then that's wonderful, then. Is that really so? Hey, listen here, Dahong. If you can help find Xiaojun a suitable and successful match, I won't let your effort go in vain. I'll thank you well. I'd better hurry.
We're no good friends now, aren't we? Prepare your red package.
Of course.
And treat us to a meal, too, eh?
It's true. Then I told the man, hey, sir, I'm with him. He's my boyfriend. Then the old man looked at me and, would you believe it? He says, oh, it's okay, miss. Make a comparison before you decide. I mean, can you believe it? I laughed my head off and the man's face turned green.
Like a vegetable.
Greener than that.
In that man's eyes, I wasn't worth a tenth of his son.
Well, even if he brought 100 of his sons there, I would still choose you.
Hey, stop it. You're being too mushy.
What's wrong with that? You just don't know. When I saw that huge crowd at the matchmaking event in the park, I just felt so excited. I just felt that it's such a simple joy to be able to find a suitable partner among all those people out there. And, well, I think it's something to be proud of.
When Mei Mei told me about the event, I didn't believe it. And then I read something online about a group of parents from Shanghai who didn't go to it. They gathered on their own. Hey, do you know where?
Where?
IKEA. They have a restaurant there where you can eat and drink with free refills. It's air conditioned and in the shade. It's a nice environment where they could compare their kids. They chat in a little corner and pick out curtains.
If I were the manager of IKEA, I'd hate to see them there.
It's true. And then IKEA shut down because they were all there for matchmaking.
It's a good method. That method could have a high rate of success. And the parents are there. It's not a bad idea. Not like those online dating sites where members have to pay a lot.
Well, I'd never be able to accept a matchmaking. Whether it's from friends' recommendations or parents' arrangements, I just feel like a marriage should be between two people who are in love. Matchmaking is like buying and selling commodities. I don't like it.
Sure, but sometimes it depends on fate. When fate steps in, none of that matters.
Well, we're going to see a show.
All right, see you later then. Mm-hmm. Don't be late. I hate missing the beginning, you know?
Xiaojun, we won't be seeing you home, okay?
Sure. I'll have a walk around and get home myself.
Good. Hey, what'll you do?
I'll have a walk too. It's good after eating.
Well, that's great. You two can walk together, right?
Sure, that'd be nice.
Well, we're off.
Go ahead.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Xiaojun.
Have you had enough?
Yeah. I've eaten way too much today.
Waiter, the bill. So, did you grow up around this area then, or...?
Yeah. I was born in Beijing, but apparently my ancestors are from Jiangsu.
What? Well, that's a coincidence.
With that, we end this edition of Chinese Theatre. Tomorrow, we'll continue with a drama series titled My Economical Man. Thank you for tuning in and see you tomorrow.
dive into the sport.